WTAW News Time, 5 minutes after 8, the temperature now at 79. Details of the Brazos Valley Weather Falls and News brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. I'm Bill Oliver. Minutes after Bryan police alerted the media to a missing child, the youngster was found. Parents reported when they got off work yesterday to pick up their son from a relative's house. He was not there. Child was found with another relative about an hour and a half after parents told police. College Station police investigating a stabbing last night near Northgate. A male victim refused medical treatment at a home on Welburn between Louise and Maple. Stabbing occurred during an argument between a man and a woman. 21-year-old Claire Broughton was arrested for family violence, aggravated assault. Police have not revealed the relationship between the combatants. Minutes after that, a second ag assault occurred on Luther near Welburn. Police did not disclose the seriousness of the injury, and no arrest was made. Authorities are still looking for two men who they thought had barricaded themselves in a Calvert home the night before last. The 12-hour standoff ended when it was discovered the home was unoccupied. Robertson County Sheriff Gerald Yesick says it began Monday night with the chase with Hearn police into Calvert.
Suspect vehicle is a white Mercedes. It came into Calvert and turned onto Cottonwood Street, drove up in a yard, and the three occupants bailed out at that time.
One of the three inside the car was detained, then released. After sunrise, a robot from College Station Police and a SWAT team from Bryan went inside the house, and no one was there. Yesick says they have unconfirmed reports where the men may be.
We're getting a little information in that leads us to believe they're totally out of our county and headed down towards the Houston area.
Yesick says one of the two men at large, 27-year-old Eric Portis Jr. of Calvert, is accused of a July 30th carjacking in Bryan that preceded an armed bank robbery. The other suspect was not identified. There's been an arrest from an arson in West Bryan 2 weeks ago. 24-year-old LeBrison Young of Bryan's accused of breaking into the apartment of his ex-girlfriend and her family located on Verde Drive. That's off FM 2818 between Villa Maria and Turkey Creek. The fire, which started in a back bedroom, displaced those residents. There was smoke damage to adjoining units and forcible entry into one or two other units to check for occupants. There's a new education program available for parents and youth-related organizations with the goal of protecting children from sexual abuse. It's called Darkness into Light. Brazos County Constable Rick Starn says nationally one in four girls and one in six boys is sexually abused before their 18th birthday.
We both thought that that was incorrect, and we did further research, and that's a conservative estimate. Experts say it could actually be higher than that, and we just thought that this is an epidemic that's been going on in our society. And as a father of six, of course, I have a personal interest in this as well.
More information is online at WTAW.com. A Texas judge pushing Lance Armstrong closer to his first sworn testimony on his use of performance-enhancing drugs, including who knew what and when. The judge presiding over a lawsuit filed by an insurance company that paid Armstrong $3 million in bonuses. The second Brazos Valley Fair starts its four-day run tomorrow. Fiona Lockhart says volunteers are still needed.
We have had a couple hundred people sign up. We can still use more. We use all our volunteers, do ticket taking, ticket selling. They help run a lot of the exhibits and attractions. We still have space for volunteers. You can go online under Get Involved. You can see the spots that we need. You can fill out an application and submit it right there online. We would love to have you out, even if it's just for 4 hours. If you can come do 1 4-hour shift, we'd love to have you.
Lockhart says the fair will donate $5 per hour to the volunteer nonprofit organization of choice. You can get to the fair's website by going to WTAW.com. As summertime heat continues, it may be tough to think about the holidays, but the Convention and Visitors Bureau invites you to let them know about upcoming events. CVB President Shannon Overby says the community calendar section of their website is available all year.
Currently, we're trying to start populating that calendar for holiday events. We'll be start to do some marketing for specifically coming into Bryan College Station during the holiday time to take part in some of the festivities. So if you've got events, church groups, anything, dance groups, theater companies, whatever it may be, put it on there on our calendar for the holiday so we can start publicizing all that.
The CVB's website, visit aggieland.com. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's in Texas next week, helping the Republican National Committee raise money. He'll be at the Cowboys home opener on Sunday, followed by three stops on Monday. Breakfast in Dallas, lunch in San Antonio, and dinner in Houston. WTAW News Time, 10 after 8. The temperature is 79. News brought to you by Merry Maids. More news at 8:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, Ags. During football season, let Merry Maids help you get ready for your weekend guests. Merry Maids is America's number one residential cleaning service and has been voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. They're committed to cleaning your house like it was their own. A thorough, customized cleaning from a team you can trust. Guaranteed. Your entire house will be spotless. Then you can relax and enjoy the football game yourself. Call Merry Maids at 595-1111. That's 595-1111. Merry Maids. Relax. It's done.
There's only one festival with the best bands and the best in bass fishing, the Toyota Texas Bass Classic. Catch free Texas-sized entertainment for the whole family. Enjoy barbecue, bass, and the best bands, including Eli Young Band, The Band Perry, and many more. October 4th through the 6th at the Lone Star Convention and Expo Center. Tickets are free, so reel in yours at your local Toyota dealers, your local Academy stores, or online at toyotatexasbassclassic.com.
A 12 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill, bell-bottom piers, and lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here are the numbers.
Sunshine today. We'll see some developing cloudiness. High should be around 93 to 98 today. And there could be an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. It'll be clear tonight, 75 to 80. Tomorrow, we're going to be partly to mostly sunny near 95. An isolated storm may develop tomorrow afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows 75 to 80. It'll become mostly cloudy during the day on Friday with the chance of a thunderstorm, not quite as warm, highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
8:13, the mayor's in the house. We'll talk to her in just a minute. But first, Tom Quarles here this morning because it is fair time in the Brazos Valley. How you doing this morning?
Doing great this morning.
Good. Glad that you're here. Okay, we're going to kick it off. It's coming up September the 5th, the 5th through the 8th. It's the second annual Brazos Valley Fair. You know, we were talking a couple of weeks ago about this. It's for a second year, it's not bad.
No, we're really getting excited, and we have a lot planned. We went through last year at the first year that we had it, and we evaluated every facet of the fair, and we've made the necessary revisions and adjustments, and we feel like that without a doubt that this year's fair is going to be bigger, better, and more successful than the one we had last year.
You know, we were talking to Dr. Jim a couple of weeks ago about this, and one of the neat things that y'all are doing is this is a learning experience for a lot of young men and women who want to learn how to show livestock, and because of that, y'all are doing something pretty interesting when it comes to the entry fee.
It really is. We're giving all the money back. All the money goes back, prize money, to the contestants, mm-hmm. to the exhibitors. And we feel like that, they make an investment to be there. Our purpose, our overall mission is educational. We're a nonprofit, and so all the money for the livestock show does go back to the contestants.
Right. So, got entertainment out there that some folks might be interested in. Kind of run down what we'll have as far
okay,
as
on
goes.
Thursday, we have Corey Morrow. We feel like it'll be a good Thursday show. On Friday, we have Parker Heights and Clayton Gardner. Those are two somewhat local groups. On Saturday, we have Restless Heart. That's their 30th anniversary tour that we were fortunate enough to be a part of. And then on Sunday, we have Emilio, mm-hmm. who is an Emmy winner. And so we feel like we have a really good entertainment lineup, and feel like it'll be something that'll be really interesting for all ages and all people to come out. The fair overall should be something. There should be something there for everybody, especially the young people.
Sure. Tom, when are the gates open so people know?
Okay, gates open. The fair is this week. Mm-hmm. I want to emphasize that, mm-hmm. The 5th through the 8th. Thursday is 4 p.m. to midnight. Friday, 4 p.m. to midnight. Saturday is 10 a.m. to midnight, and Sunday is 11 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Okay, and you got some rides and stuff like that out there.
We do. Just mention tickets for a minute. Tickets, mm-hmm. Ages 13 and older are $10. Children 4 to 12 is $5, and children age 3 and under are free. The attractions and other parts of the fair that we have livestock shows, the cattle shows, open Brahmin cattle show. They're moving in this afternoon and tomorrow morning. And they will actually show on Friday starting at 8 a.m. It'll be a show that lasts all day. And then we'll have on Saturday and Sunday, we'll have heifer and steer shows and also sheep and goat shows, prospect shows, and an open dairy goat show, which we have a lot of entries this year. Attractions, just mention those, try to mention all those really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
We've added attractions this year, Canines in Flight. As a frisbee and dock diving show, they've been on Discovery Channel, ESPN,
mm-hmm.
the Disney Channel, Animal Planet, HBO, and MTV. And we have pig races that we had last year that was a favorite for a lot of people. Southwest Mobile Dairy, and then we have Texas Farm Bureau, Mobile Learning Barn. Aglands Kids Zone, we've added a lot to that this year. Besides a lot of landscaping and mulching with walkways and lighting improvements, we'll have an animal exhibit. Be a farm animal exhibit where we'll have lambs, sheep, chickens. We'll have a hatchery where they'll be able to actually watch chicks hatch as they watch. And then we'll have also horses. All species of farm animals will be on display. And then we'll have pony rides, petting zoo, mutton busting every day. Besides at the rodeo, we'll have it in the West Pavilion every day. Children 4 to 8 years, 8 years old will be riding sheep, and that's always fun for everybody to watch. Stick horse races, pony hop races, color it farm mural, a giant farm mural, all with agricultural scenes and farm scenes, farm animals. Mechanical bull, and then the contest outside of livestock show and rodeo, youth western art show, photography contest, quilt show and contest. Food challenge contest will be on Saturday, and a new big addition that we've done this year is a new beer and wine garden that featuring exclusively all Texas beer and wine, which should be a fun thing with some acoustical music for the people that want to kick their feet up a little bit and rest while they're out there. So we have plus the other thing I wanted to mention too is Rocking Spur Stage. Multiple performances every day on this free stage, along with all the commercial exhibitors, food vendors. The carnival is new. We have Tally Amusements that does a Fort Worth stock show.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a big-time carnival out there, and they're first class. They're very professional. So we've got a lot going on, and we're excited to kick it off.
And, Tom, I've enlisted Chip Howard from our sports talk station. He has volunteered to go to the State Fair of Texas and pick out the best fried foods. So we're going to come back and charge you next year with the idea of let's add some specialty fried foods. We may not be quite to the standard of the State Fair of Texas, but after all, by golly, it'll be the Brazos Valley Fair, and we need to have some fried stuff out there,
right?
Well,
that's exactly right. And this year we've actually got one.
Okay.
You know, we got fried what, and they'll fry it.
Okay. All right.
Maybe we could get Little Tex.
They're at the Houston Livestock Show.
Yeah.
And so we know that people, we try to get the food for everyone. And so we've got all kinds of food.
All right.
And so we want you to come out and try that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're very well known.
Yep.
They're coming from Delaware back down here. They've been at the Illinois State Fair. It's going to be
It's another growth area for us to look forward to in the future. You got a website where everybody can go to get all this information, right?
www.brazosvalleyfair.com. You can go there. Tickets are available. You can either buy them online or you can buy them at Cavender's or at Producers Co-op.
Okay.
And Brian, and a special thanks to all of our sponsors. We've had a lot of local businesses, not just local, but in the state of Texas, and actually outside the state of Texas, that have invested in this fair, and so we're very thankful to them. It helps make the fair successful.
Great, and we'll have some more tickets to give away later this week. Tom Quarles, thank you for coming in this morning, Tom.
Thank you.
You bet. News Talk 1620 WTAW. You know, Mayor, it's a shame Tom doesn't have anything to talk about. I mean, he's got nothing going on out there.
I know. I was at the fair last year, and I thought it was terrific. And now this is just bigger and better.
It is,
I'm going to go.
Yeah, so. It'll be fun. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. You know, we had Jethro Trivia ready for you today, but we're not going to play.
Oh, no.
And I'm sorry, and it's simply because, well, it could create a conflict of interest because the question has to do with something they're doing at ESPN. So I thought it best that I back away from that and not since one of your sons gets a paycheck from there, there's no reason to put them in the crosshairs, so to speak.
Well, and Ms. Berry has already ruffled feathers in the sporting world with other coaches.
Well, that's true. Yeah, with the Florida coach, Muschamp. Anyway, yeah. So today we won't do Jethro trivia because your son works up there and you know.
That's the only question you could come up with for Jethro trivia?
I allow them to provide the questions because one time we didn't have questions and I let Kevin do it and it sucked. He really did a bad job. So I'm just, ha-ha, hey, like that, huh? Hey, like that over there, biker boy, huh? You like that?
See,
he got quiet. Yeah, so anyway.
Just because he struck out the first time doesn't mean he shouldn't get to come up to bat a second time.
We'll give him another chance at another time, we will, but today won't be the day.
I'm disappointed, and so are the listeners.
I know they are.
A lot of people say, I hear you, I wait to hear you for Jethro trivia.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because actually in the last couple of weeks we've had some first-timers. It's been a newbie situation. We had three or four of them that had never played before, so that was kind of fun because, you know, you watch their eyes kind of get big and they don't know exactly what to expect. But we'll have again here in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, we'll talk about things going on. Obviously, the budget process has basically, I guess, we pretty well wrapped up, done what we needed to as far as those numbers.
Well, pretty much. At the workshops, we made some changes. The council requested a few different things, and so that will be put in the budget. And at our next meeting, we'll vote for the tax rate, which the proposed tax rate is 42.59 cents per hundred evaluation. That's going to be the lowest property tax since 1993.
Oh, good sign.
And it's the third straight year of tax decreasing.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be no rate increases for electric, water, wastewater, and so forth. The only increase will be in commercial sanitation.
I think it's been since last Monday that we know now that you're going to run unopposed as mayor. How does that change things in any way?
Makes my life a whole lot easier.
You don't have to get those signs. You don't have to do those yard signs,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. it's really a nice relief because I feel like I've run for mayor twice, once the first time and the second on the recall.
Uh-huh. So you feel like you've done that a few times.
I've done that. But, you know, last year we had two unopposed races, and so this year we will have a contested race, but both the contestants are good people, and I think, you know, either one is going to fit in well with the council, and we're a very amenable group to each other, and we have good chemistry, and I think whoever gets elected will join that. We don't always vote alike, but we respect each other and we get along well. And so I think that bodes well for the future of the city.
Well, and it's going to become more and more crucial as time goes on. You're right. We've become, we're in a fortunate situation right now that there's not a lot of contentious discussion on this council. As the city gets bigger and the city continues to do things, be they right or wrong, there may be, you know, future councils that don't get along as well. But it seems like right now things seem to be in everybody's looking in the right in the same direction anyway.
I think so.
Yeah. And then finally, tell me where we might be as far as the city manager search is.
Okay. Well, we have hired a consulting firm to help us with the search. We have a subcommittee of the council made up of myself, Julie Schultz, and John Nichols. And we met with a consultant last week. I think there were something like 38 or 39 applicants. And we went through and kind of did a cut. And he's going to go do background checks. And they're going to do like a 5-minute video Skype interview that we will look at next week. And then
the list has been cut down to about how many?
Oh, 8 or 9.
Okay.
And then we will cut that again and, you know, probably half. And then bring in, I think it's on the, it's either the 23rd or 24th or the 24th and the 25th, bring in the final candidates to tour town and do interviews and all of that kind of stuff. And we're hoping that we can after their vote and make a decision.
Have you gotten any report back on, I think it was last Thursday, TxDOT had a hearing in Austin after the discussion that they kind of, I think, floated the trial balloon of state highways within city limits being turned over to the cities. Do you have any new updates there?
The last I heard is that after that hearing, it's going to be a voluntary turn back. So I think...
Are you raising your hand in College Station?
No, I don't believe so. I think I'm sitting on my hands on that one. So, but, you know, TxDOT is interesting and things can always change. So,
I want to see who the first city is to volunteer to take that. Oh, let me take that burden off of you, state of Texas, because we've got all this extra money here, right?
Yes, every city is just floating with extra money to take over the state roads.
But finally, really kind of on a serious note, I would like to get your thoughts, the idea that you are going to be able to lower your tax rate. Bryan is, again, lowering their tax rate. What does that mean, in your view, in city leadership, about what does it say about the area?
Well, I think it shows that we're growing. We're going to adopt the effective tax rate, and the effective tax rate is what is the rate that we have to charge that will give us the same amount of tax income as we got last year. So assuming we have no growth, we can meet the same standards that we have. But we're seeing tremendous growth in Northgate and the medical district and the biocorridor district. So we anticipate we're going to have more dollars in tax revenue, and hopefully our sales tax will continue to grow. The sales tax is the largest part of the budget at about 40%. So we feel comfortable with this budget. It should raise the same amount of money as we did last year, but we hope it, in fact, will raise more.
All right. We'll look forward to that. Mayor Nancy Berry joining us on Alternate Wednesdays. Thanks for the time this morning.
Always a pleasure.
All right, our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
A bigger deficit. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Demand for foreign cars worsened the nation's trade picture in July. The Commerce Department says record auto imports widened the trade gap by more than 13% to just over $39 billion. August was a big month for Chrysler. The automaker reports sales were up 12% from August of last year. Don't procrastinate if you hope to find a temporary job for the holidays. A report from Simply Hired says seasonal hiring has already begun. Retail is among the top industries for job growth. If you prefer traditional yogurt over Greek yogurt, you could be out of luck, especially if you enjoy one of the more obscure flavors of yogurt. Supermarkets are devoting more shelf space to the Greek yogurt as more brands are introduced. There's been an increase in the number of complaints from consumers who can't find a flavor of yogurt they've enjoyed in the past. Yogurt maker Stonyfield says the number of product availability inquiries is up 50%. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
It's not enough to just build it for real.
Yeah, I mean, before we start, we design it, test it, and redesign it virtually.
Yeah, it's just not a go until everything is absolutely ready.
Whether it's launching a rocket into space or new products to market,
3, 2, 1.
Siemens Industry Software is behind it from the ground up. Somewhere in America, an innovative company is defying the impossible. Siemens Answers. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit ABCHomeAndCommercialServices.com.
There's only one festival with the best bands and the best in bass fishing, the Toyota Texas Bass Classic. Catch free Texas-sized entertainment for the whole family. Enjoy barbecue, bass, and the best bands, including Eli Young Band, The Band Perry, and many more. October 4th through the 6th at the Lone Star Convention and Expo Center. Tickets are free, so reel in yours at your local Toyota dealers, your local Academy stores, or online at ToyotaTexasFastClassic.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Hey, Aggies fans, don't miss your chance to see Coach Sumlin and the Aggies as they hit the gridiron in College Station Saturday, September 7th for a showdown with the Sam Houston State Bearcats. And you can only watch the game on pay-per-view. Call your cable or satellite provider today to get in on the action for $39.95. The Aggies are regarded as one of the best teams in the nation, and they're ready to live up to their winning ways again in 2013. Catch the Sam Houston State Bearcats and Texas A&M Aggies Saturday, September 7th. Only on pay-per-view.
Texas A&M with a winning start to the brand new season. They beat Rice last Saturday at Kyle Field 52-31. About the win, the Aggies extended their winning streak to 7 with the victory. It's A&M's longest win streak since winning 10 straight after losing the season opener back in 1998. A&M defeated Rice for the 16th straight time. The Aggies have 3 more non-conference games against schools from the state of Texas. They haven't lost a Texas non-conference game since 1954. Texas Tech, then out of the Border Conference, beat the Aggies 41-7 in Paul Bear Bryant's debut game in Aggieland. Aggies, by the way, are 27-3 in their last 30 home openers, and it was the first season-opening win of head coach Kevin Sumlin's career at A&M. Overall, he's 5-1 in season openers after 4 years at Houston and now a second year here in Aggieland. Aggies take on Sam at Kyle Field on Saturday night at 6. Tickets remain for that game. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report. If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a 6-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Business owners, do you have used equipment and materials taking up space that you'd like to sell quickly for cash? I'm Lance Swigert, Vice President of Swico Auctions. Locally owned, we sell literally everything from heavy equipment to staplers for businesses looking to turn unwanted items into money. If you need it gone now, we'll come to your place, gather all the information, and sell it. Or list it yourself. See how it works at SwicoAuctions.com. S-W-I-C-O Auctions.com. Texas License 15939.
Researchers have concluded that iron in beads from an ancient Egyptian tomb came from meteorites. A chemical analysis of the beads, which were discovered over 100 years ago, has revealed that they contained levels of cobalt, nickel, and other elements not found in typical iron ore.
We could find roughly 100, 200 parts per million of germanium, and that concentration you will never find in smelted man-made iron.
That's mineralogist Tilo Rehren of University College London in Qatar. During their analysis, he and his team also discovered that the beads were formed by rolling thin sheets of iron. To prevent cracking, metal workers would have had to heat it up while hammering it. The meteorites were likely brought to Egypt from the Sahara Desert over 5,000 years ago, so this skill may have arisen thousands of years before iron smelting was invented. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Football fans, get tickets now for an exclusive tailgating experience at Royalty Pecan Farms on Saturday, September 14th. You can watch the Aggies beat the hell out of Bama on our large outdoor LED screen while you relax and enjoy good food, good company, and great atmosphere. Tickets include an all-you-can-eat gourmet meal, drink tickets, desserts, orchard tours throughout the day, free parking, and more. Deadline is Monday the 9th for Royalty Pecan Farms tailgating experience, Saturday, September 14th. Log on to RoyaltyPecans.com for tickets and details.
WTAW News Time, 25 minutes from 9. The temperature is 81. Details of the Brazos Valley Weather Falls and News brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. I'm Bill Oliver. Authorities discover a Calvert house was empty after believing two suspects had been inside for more than 12 hours. Robertson County Sheriff Gerald Yizik says Hearn police chased a white Mercedes with three men to a home in Calvert, where they bailed out.
Following pursuing units illuminated the area around the house, and a SWAT team was called in. Then at daybreak, they started out by sending in a robot, and then after that, officers went in and did a complete search of the residence, but was unable to locate anyone in there.
Yizik says they have unconfirmed reports the men were headed to Houston. One of the two at large, 27-year-old Eric Portis Jr. of Calvert, is wanted for a July 30th carjacking in Bryan. The identity of the second man was not released. The third man was caught, questioned, then released. A Bryan man is accused of breaking into the apartment of his ex-girlfriend and her family and setting a fire. 24-year-old LeBrison Young is jailed on multiple charges from the August 20th arson of Verde Drive in West Bryan. The victims were displaced due to fire and smoke damage. Adjoining units had minor smoke damage and repairs after forcible entry was made by firefighters checking for other residents. Twice within 20 minutes last night, College Station police responded to aggravated assaults. The only information released about one of them was that it was on Luther near Welburn, and no arrest was made. North of Northgate, at a home on Welburn between Maple and Louise, there was a civil disturbance between a man and a woman. Police did not reveal the relationship or what led to the man being stabbed. He refused medical treatment. 21-year-old Claire Bronton was arrested for family violence, aggravated assault. Scary moments yesterday for the parents of a 6-year-old in Bryan, whose whereabouts were not known for an hour and a half. The parents notified police after they went to a relative's house after work to pick up their son, and he wasn't there. The youngster was found with other relatives. There's a local resource for those wanting to be trained in the detection and prevention of child sexual abuse. Precinct 3 Constable Rick Starnes says the Darkness into Light program is available for those involved with youth.
It's up to us to try to be aware and to recognize these signs and symptoms. Sometimes just your plain intuition. We got to do all we can to empower ourselves with enough knowledge to go forward to try to put an end to this horrible, horrible epidemic that ravages itself on our most vulnerable.
At WTAW.com, you can find contact information for the program. Major Nadal Hassan's been forcibly shaved. The convicted Fort Hood shooter, now at Fort Leavenworth in Kansas, had multiple delays in his court-martial, including a new judge, because of the beard he grew after the November 2009 attack. The Texas National Guard's refusing to process requests from same-sex couples for benefits. Yesterday was the first working day the Pentagon recognized same-sex marriages. In Texas, gay and lesbian couples are being told to go to federal military bases to get ID cards and apply for health coverage. Governor Perry says the National Guard must follow the state's constitutional ban. Local residents are invited to use the Convention and Visitors Bureau's website. CVB President Shannon Overby says visit aggieline.com includes a community calendar.
If anyone out there is hosting some sort of an event or wants to get some publicity for an event that's open to the public, you can certainly post your events there on the calendar itself. It takes 24 hours for us to make sure it doesn't say party at Bob's house or something, but it's, you know, just it's a great tool.
Overby says they're collecting events for the upcoming holiday season. Part of the workforce of the Brazos Valley Fair, which starts tomorrow, are a couple hundred volunteers. Fiona Lockhart says there's still time for you and your nonprofit group to sign up.
If you donate your time for an organization, we will donate $5 back per volunteer hour. If you say you want to help a specific organization that's signed up with us, then we can put your hours towards that organization as well.
And you get a volunteer t-shirt online at WTAW.com, a link to the fair's website, which has more information on volunteering along with event schedules for the 4-day run of the second annual fair at the Expo Center. WTAW News Time, 21 minutes from 9. The temperature is 82. News brought to you by Prince Irrigation. More news after 12 noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Why torture yourself dragging hoses again next summer when you could get a professionally installed, water-efficient, automatic irrigation system for your lawn and landscape? Hi, I'm David Prince with Prince Irrigation. We've been serving the Brazos Valley for over 40 years with the highest quality irrigation systems in the state of Texas. We'd love to add you to our list of over 10,000 satisfied customers. Call Prince Irrigation now during the off-season and save up to 10% on your new irrigation system. Call 774-4726 or visit us anytime at PrinceIrrigation.com.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values.
Small business entrepreneurs are the backbone of the American economy. They all need one important thing, capital. And Spirit of Texas Bank is the number one Texas-owned bank for small business production with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Texas-owned, Texas-proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Hey, everybody, this is Marcus, Silvac City. I have a very important question for you. Do you have a bag in your trash can? Why? To keep it bacteria-free and from stinking. Well, then why are you running a vacuum without a bag? A bag in your vacuum filters the air better, keeps it from smelling, and doesn't make a cloud of dust when you dump it. Come on over to Silvac City and let us show you the full line of vacuums with bags. And if you really don't think you need a bag in that vacuum, we have those too. Silvac City, in front of HEB and College Station and on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Silvac City, come on down and see us.
It's 8:42. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure will continue to produce sunshine as it sits out over the Gulf of Mexico. We have another high to our north trying to push cooler weather our way. No luck yet. Sunshine today, we're 93 to 98. A thunderstorm could pop up in a few isolated spots this afternoon. Clear tonight, 75 to 80. Partly sunny tomorrow, the risk of a thunderstorm, 95. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Clouding up Friday, chance of a storm, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay, it's 8:43. Here we go.
All right.
I was looking. Wait a minute. Here we go. Let me see if I can come up with an. I was trying to get a new sounder here because this was really big. Let me see.
I can cover for a minute if you need
something. No, it's okay. I'm just waiting on it. It's some goofball doing this.
Called The World Today.
Right, right.
It was hosted by a variety of anchors. Fine.
Could I have
the best
just,
known among them was Tony Marvin.
All right, come
who
on.
Had once been Arthur Godfrey's beleaguered announcer.
Great, yeah, let's
I
go.
Always
come
thought
on.
Uh-huh. That the theme from The World
could
Today
I have it, please?
Was the best theme
ever.
In the history
right.
of network radio.
Here we go.
So let's go back now to the 1960s.
Let's do it. Here we go.
And here's the way Tony Marvin sounded announcing the closing for The World Today. Then we'll play the theme with...
No. No. You took too long. Listen.
You're
to
probably almost there by the time you stopped it.
Marshall. Now, the ending with that great music to Mutual's The World Today.
All right. Oh, that is good.
The World Today is produced by Mutual News in New York, utilizing all major wire services, special Mutual overseas correspondents, and the news editors of more than 500 affiliated stations.
That's right, all that so that we can bring you the stars of Dancing with the Stars this year. The 12 amateur hoofers. Valerie Harper. Wow, Rhoda.
Battling cancer.
Yes, right. The cast was revealed this morning on Good Morning America.
Woo-hoo!
See, you didn't have to watch. We've got it here for you. Let's see. Apparently an increasingly older audience as well. ABC has added the injection of youth with stars like Snooki Polizzi. Is that her name?
Yep, from Jersey Shore.
And Jack Osborne, who's Ozzy's kid. The other contestants will be Bill Nye, the Science Guy.
Awesome.
I'll have to tell Chase because Chase dislikes him so strongly.
Why?
Oh, he had to do a gig with him, and he was not much.
Oh, they had words.
Keyshawn Johnson, who was a football player.
Yep.
Brant Daugherty from Pretty Little Liars. Elizabeth Berkley, who, of course, we know is an actress who can chuck her duds at a moment's notice. Christina Milian, Cordon Bleu. Cordon Bleu, yeah. Mm-hmm. Glee's Amber Riley, Bill Ingvall, Rhea.
There's Lee, your sign.
And Leah Remini from King of Queens. So there you go. That's the group. I think our work is done here. I mean, if we basically have now given you the rundown for who's going to be on Dancing with the Stars, could there be anything more important than that? Well, probably there is. Let's see. Inmate in Los Angeles County Jail says guards abused him with a space-aged radiation gun. Okay. So much for the nightsticks and the rubber hoses. In a lawsuit, Andrew Lars Fucus claims deputies blasted him with a military-style heat ray.
Can you say his name on the radio?
I already did. So there. To be more specific, according to his complaint, the device fires an invisible electromagnetic radiation heat beam, causing unbearable pain to inmates. On the one hand, Andrew's been diagnosed with schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. On the other, officials did previously announce plans to use similar devices.
What?
Yeah. Andrew seeks damages for cruel and unusual punishment, assault and battery, excessive force, and several other violations. He's a software engineer who initially was arrested a year ago walking around naked in West Hollywood.
Initially, I was going to blame this on his mental deficiencies, but if they've actually got him.
Well, I'm not sure. Sounds like they must have them stored away someplace that they could use just in case they need them. Not sure. A group of joggers in England had to run for their lives when a swarm of hornets descended on them. Several contestants in the 10K race were stung. A few ended up hospitalized, really. Witnesses say the trouble began when one runner strayed from the path and kicked the hornet's nest. Well, way to go. Never kick a hornet's nest.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. Maybe it was accidental. And you've heard about flying squirrels and you've heard about jumping beans. What about walking sharks? Apparently it's the real thing. One of them has been discovered living in a reef near a remote Indonesian island. But even though they're called walking sharks, their movement is more like a crawl using their fins. The shark grows up to 27 inches long, completely harmless to humans. For now. Until they decide that they get that taste of human flesh.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 7th, it's home insect control. Many home pests can be controlled by the homeowner. Come learn about products and strategies this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Do you own a place in the country? If you do, you need to talk to W.E. Gibson Insurance about your farm and ranch insurance. Gibson is one of the leading agencies for farm and ranch insurance in this part of the country. So no matter if your place is 2 acres or 2,000 acres, W.E. Gibson has the expertise to insure it properly at the very best price. We're in the Yellow Pages, so give us a call. I think you will discover why so many of your friends and neighbors choose W.E. Gibson Insurance for their farm and ranch insurance needs.
Plumbing problems? Every home or business has them at some point. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC's highly experienced plumbing specialists can tackle any plumbing issue, from leaks and drain clogs to fixture replacements and water heater installations. Best of all, our plumbing specialists are fully licensed and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For residential or commercial plumbing needs, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Was going so well up until then. So well. All right, let's see here. All right, here we go.
A&M Consolidated Tiger Football is brought to you this season by these local businesses.
Max Food Mart, Blinn College, First Victoria Bank, Central Texas Sports Medicine, Kelly Burt Dozer, Subway, ABC Home and Commercial Services, Monograms and More, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and InTech Pest Control.
You're listening to the home of A&M Consolidated Tiger Football, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
How important is it for your high school senior to stay in school, perhaps obtain a scholarship for college, or maybe even win a new car? Atkinson Toyota Scion is proud to bring you the second year of the Atkinson It Pays to Stay program. One lucky high school senior in the Brazos Valley with perfect attendance their senior year will win a brand new Scion TC from Atkinson Toyota Scion. Only graduating high school seniors may register. Go to AtkinsonItPaysToStay.com. Registration deadline is October 1st, 2013.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 9 minutes till. Police officer in Ontario, Canada, been fined $15,000 for smuggling cheese and chickens across the U.S.-Canadian border. I didn't know. 49-year-old Niagara Regional Police Officer Casey Langolin resigned from his duty at St. Catharines after a full-scale smuggling operation was uncovered. Prosecutors say thousands of dollars worth of American cheese and chicken wings smuggled into Canada.
Well, now wings. That makes sense.
Okay, all right. Okay, I got it.
Because chickens in Canada don't have wings?
I don't know. Brian Williams set to return to NBC Nightly News. I think maybe last night he came back, was he?
Yep.
Had knee surgery or replacement or something like that. So there you go.
He's old high school sports injury.
Oh, is that what it was? Yeah, okay. Well, now we know all about that. Kathleen Turner has joined Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels in the sequel to Dumb and Dumber, which is called Dumb and Dumber 2, T.O.
I'd like to see the others on the newsroom.
The others on the... Oh, the other people who are...
Yeah.
Do you watch that?
I thoroughly enjoy it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I tried to get started with that, and I just couldn't. But anyway, you say, well, that's good.
So yeah, that was when HBO was doing a free thing. And
okay.
So I only saw the first 6-7 episodes.
Oh, so you don't watch it now?
Well, okay. I can't until the DVDs come out.
Yeah, so. I understand. Well, anyway, but that's...
It'll be awfully predictable. I mean,
Rahm Emanuel paid tribute to one of the city's most successful recording artists, who is practically unknown today. August the 31st was declared Alan Sherman Day in the Windy City. 50 years ago this summer, his novelty song Hello Mudda, Hello Fada got all the way to number 3 in the charts.
Trying to incorporate that in Emanuel's next campaign.
Hello Mudda, Hello Fada. Yeah.
That'd work better for the dailies.
Yeah, probably right. A building that can melt cars. It's nicknamed the walkie-talkie. The building on 20 Fenchurch Street in London's busy financial district turns out to be a giant magnifying glass, as well as a 37-story skyscraper, melting cars and forcing pedestrians to shield their eyes on the street.
No kidding.
Most recent casualty was a Jaguar XJ. Yeah, no kidding. It only took an hour of parking on the street for the businessman to end up with a Jaguar that pretty much had all of its plastics melted beyond repair. And he's not the only one. Another unlucky driver came back to his van to find a melted dashboard and twisted bottle of Lycozade in the cabin. Naturally, Londoners have already given a new nickname. It's called the Walkie Scorchy rather than Walkie Talkie.
Jolly good.
That's a... Man, now that's a pretty interesting deal right there. I mean, I would think that at some point somebody's probably going to be, you know, trying to get some sort of a judgment against them for doing that.
Oh, I would.
So,
it'll be in the future zoning regulations.
Yeah, there's a swimming pool in Las Vegas. I think it's called the Vidara Hotel there. The swimming pool at the bottom that has a crescent shape. It's a crescent-shaped building, and if you were in the wrong spot around noon, it is described as being like an ant in a giant magnifying glass.
No kidding.
Yep. So, again, you'd think that the architects are going to check into that, but you never know. An Ohio man remembered he might have a copy of the first Spider-Man comic book ever in a box in his attic. He found it, and he sold it to help pay for his daughter's wedding. 69-year-old Richard Shane bought the comic book back in 1963 at a drugstore for 12 cents.
Ugh.
Continued collecting comics up until he hit 75 cents an issue, and then like cigarettes, he said that's too much to pay. The hobby not only got expensive, he just didn't have the time to read the new comics with this new baby on the way. That was Jane. Well, Jane's the one getting married. Kept his comics for a rainy day, as he said, and the Spider-Man was in good enough shape to contribute $7,000 toward the cost
of the wedding.
It really is.
Yep.
Found another valuable comics as well, including the Daredevil number one that began selling off the entire collection to pay for improvements around his home, and he shares it with his wife.
So cool.
That is kind of fun. British Citizen is the oldest wing walker in the world. Tom Lackey first strapped himself to the wings of an airplane, and he is in his 80s. Now he's 93.
Awesome.
He started in his 80s. Latest flight lasted an hour and 21 minutes. He crossed the Irish Sea. The second time, Guinness World Record holder said, "I like the adrenaline." He's 93. Adrenaline could be really, really scary, don't you think?
At that age, sure.
Oh. 4 minutes till. Story now of a man in Singapore, 33 years old, has a collection of 6,000 Barbie dolls. Brown Yang.
Good enough. Good.
Says that he figures he spent $392,000 over the last 20 years building his collection. Now,
yeah, where do you house him?
And again,
there's not enough Barbie homes to do that.
What does he do that he has almost $400,000 to spend on Barbie dolls? Seems like there might be some other use for the money. Not
could
sure.
Be.
Yeah.
Doesn't say
garden,
he paid retail.
You know it can take
That's
a lot
true.
Of tools and a lot of sweat to get your soil ready for the season. That is, unless you own a John Deere 1 Series subcompact tractor from Sioux Falls Prater. I call mine Little Giant because it's small but packs loads of power. And it lets me switch between digging, tilling, mowing, and more without even breaking a sweat. But the best thing about it is, unlike my other helper around the house, it doesn't demand food when we're finished working. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere that's right for you, or see them online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Hello, this is Bobby Reynoso, Executive Director to the Coalition for Life, inviting you to join me and hundreds more for the exciting breakthrough event celebrating the recent closure of Bryan Planned Parenthood. You'll hear from former directors to the Coalition for Life, as well as from former Planned Parenthood Director Abby Johnson, and 40 Days for Life leaders Sean Carney and David B. Wright on Saturday, September 7th from 10 to noon. See our promotional video and RSVP by visiting coalitionforlife.com and by clicking on the opening banner. See you soon.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW, about 3 minutes till. I've said it many times. There are a million ways to make money in this world. I mean, just all you got to do is look around and you'll find one. A man and his wife have a chicken rental service.
You can rent a chicken.
That's right, chickens. Phil and Jen Tompkins of Freeport, Pennsylvania, say they are giving people who like the idea of farm fresh eggs an opportunity to see if they're up to the task of keeping hens before taking the plunge. They provide their first hen rental in July, and they're spreading the word with their soft opening of their business ahead of the grand opening next spring. Rent the Chicken provides two hens already laying eggs, a wheeled coop, feed for the entire rental period, and a water dish. All can be yours for $350. They'll deliver the hens in May, collect them again in November, and during that time period, the hens should lay between 8 and 14 eggs a week. At the end of the rental period, the client may either have the hens and the coop picked up to rent again the following spring, or they have the option to buy.
So it's about 26 dozen, maybe as many as 50 dozen eggs for $350.
And the wonderful allure of renting a chicken, because, man, nothing's got to smell better. Don't you love the smell of chicken poop in the morning?
$7 a dozen for eggs plus the work.
Well, and again, but
idea, they're organic. So.
Sure, that's right. And you can invite your friends over and show them off. We didn't do the most corrupt states in America. We'll do that tomorrow. I mean, I promised I would.
What about Shatner?
Yeah. Oh, you're killing me. No, I'm killing me. I promised that tonight.
Well, I gave you a break because of computers yesterday.
Yeah, I know. I just I got to go back and see if I can find it here real quick. Yesterday was Tuesday. Is that right? Let's see here. Looking furiously for William Shatner. Let's see. All right. That's not it. Okay, hang on.
These are the voyages.
Here we go. I've got it. Oh, this is too cool. William Shatner says his new progressive rock album will be titled Ponder the Mystery.
Well, it's already know it's a time warp if he's labeling it progressive.
That's true. The album is a collaboration with Vince Gill, Mick